can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 19th of November. Prepper tip of the day, it's a question. Do you have your night vision? Do you? Contact Jimmy Gensling with DesertEagleShooters.com. He can get you any kind of night vision you like and give you some consultation as to what would be appropriate for your situation. The first time you look through night vision, it's almost like magic. It's pretty phenomenal, and the time to get it is now. This is Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website's DesertEagleShooters.com. And is Jerry still with us?
I'm still hanging in here.
Still hanging in here. Okay.
They're hanging on. I'm out driving my dump truck, aka wheelbarrow. Of course, I'm talking to the choir here, but I come to the conclusion back when you're paying more than the price of a brick of 22 for a 50-round box here, what was it, 3 or 4 years ago? If you can find it. And I got to thinking, of course, I get in trouble when I do that. But anyway, I've been told not to. But anyway, I should have had me a 22 Hornet. You know, get the loading equipment, learn how to load it, and laugh at everybody standing around looking for 22 long rifle. You know, I've got it, and I can reload it. But just thought I'd throw that in. I'll let y'all get back to bigger and greater things.
No, Jerry, you're one of our regulars, and we love it.
Y'all have
just a heads up. Yeah. Just a heads up there on that 22 Hornet. You were talking about the reloading part. Look up, next time you're poking around on the Internet, look up Lyman Hand Tool. It's a small hand reloading press.
I'm familiar with those. Yeah.
Okay, I actually have a set of dies for 22 Hornet for one of those.
Well, there
which
you
is,
go. You
which
only
is the
need,
absolute
you only
perfect
need,
combination.
You only need a dozen or so pieces of brass and about two boxes of primer and
you'd be set.
Equal amount of bullets and enough powder, and you're pretty much like an old muzzleloader. Go out and keep on shooting.
Yep, and the nice thing about it is it's such a low-power cartridge. You're not going to be tearing your cartridges up and everything.
Exactly.
And it's a slow enough velocity. I could. Give me time. I probably could. The other thing, too,
that's
is
anomalous,
it's a perfect caliber
isn't it?
For cast bullets. Yep. But it's also a perfect caliber for cast bullets. So you could mold your own bullets and still be ahead. Thank you, Jerry.
See ya.
You have a good day.
Yeah, y'all have a good week.
Thanks for the call, Jerry. Appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. Well, we're learning a lot here this morning, aren't we, Jimmy?
We're having too much fun. That's one reason why I love this Monday morning. It gets me set for the rest of the week. But now, ladies and gentlemen, where we said we wanted to go. Hopefully you've gotten your pen and paper up and you're ready to take notes, because the first thing you're going to write down, and we'll repeat it a couple of times through the hour, 202-224-3121. That is the phone number to the Capitol Switchboard, Washington, D.C. And you dial that number, and you tell them that you'd like to speak to your congressman or your senator. If you're not really sure which one it is, they redrew a line, whatever. With election just going past, you probably would know. But call them and talk to them about what is going on right now. There are over, last count that I heard was 1,700 sealed indictments that have been put into place by the Department of Justice, various divisions, since Trump took office. And rumor has it, because they're sealed indictment, nobody knows for sure except those that did it, rumor has it that those sealed indictments cover the deep state, the people that are causing all of these problems right now. What I'm asking everyone to do is you call your congressman and you call your senator, and I don't care if they're retiring. They're not out of there yet. We've got till January the 1st, well, actually 2nd, to put a quietus, put a slowdown, put brakes on the plans for the Democrats. Now, I'm talking our listeners. We've got some of, like that commercial says, we've got some of the smartest listeners in the world. And we know what the Democrats plan. We know what their desires are. They're not really Democrats or communists. And Brett had it correct, right? What that first call this morning, ladies and gentlemen. The communists, the socialists have taken over his state. But being the bright, boisterous, in-your-face, lovable, pains-in-the-butt Democrats are, as usual, they telegraph their intentions. And this time they didn't telegraph it. They gave us all of their intentions in writing, which is even better. Washington State, they passed 60%, John, 60% of the voting public passed this. A new law in the state that changes the age for buying a semi-automatic Ruger 1022 from 18 to 21. Put it right in there with alcohol, cigarettes, and everything else, but they forget about the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard, that you go in at 18 and they hand you one of these things. So, sorry I had to get a sip there, ladies and gentlemen. this bill they passed, I wish my computer would wake up, John. I need to get some no-dos or something.
Computer no-dos.
But the 60% of the people voted on and passed this. And it also has expanded background checks, which means that if John and I are in Washington State, we live there, and I want to sell John my Ruger 10/22, we have to go get a background check. Well, already, needless to say, NRA, GOA, everybody is up in arms on this, and the lawsuits have already started. The first ones are injunctions to keep it from ever taking effect until it does make it into court. But the one that I'm trying to get to here, if my computer will ever cooperate with me, a local police chief. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we know police chiefs are not elected. They're appointed. So I am hoping and
I think we need to discontinue Jerry there. I don't think Jerry's he's still on the telephone.
I was trying to figure out where that was coming from. Anyway, we have a police chief there, John, that the man is my kind of police chief. Because like I said, they're appointed by a mayor. And he made a post 2 days ago, 2 weeks ago, and said, I've talked to quite a few concerned citizens today, so let me clear something up. I've taken 3 public oaths, 1 for the Army, 2 for the police officer, and all of them included upholding and defending the Constitution of the United States. What this guy is doing is he's telling the elected officials, John, that he cannot, in good faith, obey this law. He cannot go arrest people. He cannot hold them accountable for something that is totally wrong. And a couple of days after that, he made another post, and this one I just love. The bill, by the way, the initiative was 1639, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to look it up. It's Washington State Initiative 1639. And so go take a look at that and get familiar with it because it may be coming to a county near you. But he has proposed a I don't know what my computer is doing, John, but anyway. I'm going to have to try to wing this until I get that up and I can get the numbers. But what he is proposing for their county is to make it a firearm safe zone, a Second Amendment safe zone, that he is not going to enforce. That's the word I was looking for. He is not going to enforce definitely an unconstitutional law. And here he is, finally. My computer has woken up. This is his post, ladies and gentlemen. He is proposing an ordinance of the city of Republic, which shall be known and may be cited as the Second Amendment Sanctuary City Ordinance, to prevent federal and state infringement on the right to keep and bear arms, nullifying all federal and state acts in violation of the Second Amendment to the Constitution, and Article 1, Section 24 of the Washington State Constitution. The proposed law reads, and then he goes through the law. Ladies and gentlemen, we all need more police chiefs like this guy. I mean, seriously. Did you hear what he just did? He's saying, I'm not going to enforce this law. Second off, he's sitting there going, hey, city council, I already wrote this up. All you got to do is spell check it, pass it, put it in front of the people, and approve it. Your local sheriff, ladies and gentlemen, is your last line of defense against federal officers. I don't care if they're FBI, IRS, CIA. I don't care. Your sheriff is your supreme law of the land there. If you've got a constitutional sheriff, or at least one that is not afraid to stand up for the bullies, support him every way you can. If you have one that is milquetoast, find somebody to replace him. Run yourself. Some states have the requirement that you do not have to have a police background. And that sometimes is a very good thing. So, food for thought. Now, John.
Absolutely. Before we move on, we've got a caller on hold here. We've got Ted in Hawaii. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Ted. How's my friend out there?
Good morning, JR. You sounded very spry there, Jimmy. Glad to hear your voice. Did I lose you?
If I was any better, my friend, I couldn't stand it.
Awesome. Well, I'm so glad. Last time I talked to you, you weren't doing so good, so I'm very happy. And now I'm glad to hear
with
you.
With friends like you, sir, and with friends like you and the number of prayers that we get every day, if I didn't feel better, God would be mad at me.
Well, bless you, sir. Well, now the time has changed, so it's not too very early for me to talk to you all, and I had a couple things. I do have a firearms-related topic I want to ask, but first I have a political one. I don't know, JR, have you talked any about the Speaker of the House and the potential of who could be elected?
Well, I've been meaning to consult with some very politically astute individuals, including a woman who was the campaign chair for three different presidential campaigns, remains anonymous. There is two parts of this. One is the constitutional reality of what could be done. The other is the reality of what is in the realm of possibility. So, and what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, is a very remote, and I have to emphasize, very remote possibility of the United States Congress electing Barack Hussein Obama as Speaker of the House. Very remote.
Yes. Yeah, it is remote, but it is real. And I talked with several people researching this weekend. It's actually Constitution Article 1, Section 2 talks about how they elect their Speaker, and he does not have to be a member of the House to be elected Speaker. So that's a shock for most people. Actually, I won a $20 bet with a guy who said there's no way. But actually, Newt Gingrich said it on a TV show, too. So that opens a whole realm of possibility. And just quickly, I think that I see Nancy Pelosi, why she so fiercely wants to be reelected as Speaker. She wants to be the first woman president. Because their agenda they have announced is to remove Trump from office. If they could do that, Pence would probably be easy to remove, and the Speaker is number three in line. And if
That's right.
if she could do that, she could pardon everybody. Those 1,500 indictments, Jimmy, they would be toilet paper. And then, of
That's
course,
great.
The other very clear, my son, who's an attorney in L.A., I talked with him last night about this, but I feel like Michelle Obama is being groomed to be the Democrat candidate in 2020. It seems pretty obvious. And so if Pelosi could get in, or anybody, Barack Obama, anybody to be president, she could come in 2020, and we'd be toast. So maybe that'll wake your computer up, Jimmy. But that's a sobering thought.
Yeah.
And it is real. It is very real. So we need to understand this is an all-out war against us and all the people that love the Constitution.
It is. It is, absolutely.
So I have a question, a rifle-related question.
Okay, well, we'll get to the rifle-related question after this break, Ted. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
on Monday, the 19th November, visiting with Jimmy Dinsling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. And, Ted, you've got a rifle question. Let's hear it, sir.
Yes, yes, sir. Well, you know, November 22nd is coming up real soon, and it's Thanksgiving. I don't know if you're going to actually do a show, so I wanted to ask your thoughts. This is the 55th anniversary of Kennedy's assassination. And since we're looking at the deep state and overthrowing governments, I, both of you gentlemen being firearms experts, could you share with us your thoughts on that whole situation, Kennedy's assassination? And I know you're a homicide detective, so I would really like to hear your take if you feel led to do that. So thank you. I'd like to listen.
Pretty good friend of mine. He retired as a homicide detective for Tulsa, Oklahoma. He wrote a book where he went to Texas and did a complete analysis. He was a Marine Corps sniper in Vietnam, by the way. And he came
Craig
to the conclusion.
Was that Craig Roberts?
Yeah, Craig Roberts, exactly. Yeah. I visited Craig in his home. I haven't visited with him for a while. But first of all, I was talking to the second in command of the St. Louis FBI office about 20 years ago, and the topic of the Kennedy assassination came up. And it's pretty common knowledge in the FBI, especially at supervisory level, that Lee Harvey Oswald did not shoot anybody that day. And of course the FBI agent, he knew my credentials, and he had a bit of a quandary, because he wanted to give an answer that was honest on one hand, but and also an answer that did not jeopardize his paycheck and his career. So he gave a simple two-word response to my inquiry, and here was a two-word response: creative forensics. Now, Craig Roberts, Colonel Roberts, he went a bit further. Now, the record of Lee Harvey Oswald in the Marine Corps was he barely passed marksmanship, barely. He did qualify, but barely. Now, Craig Roberts, on the other hand, was a Marine Corps sniper. Now, that takes the normal level of marksmanship that a Marine has and takes it to a whole other level, the highest level, world-class marksman. That's what Marine Corps snipers were in Vietnam, and they still are. And he told me face-to-face over a cup of coffee, he said, "John, I'm a highly qualified marksman. I could not even begin to duplicate what allegedly Lee Harvey Oswald did in November 1963 with that rifle under those conditions. Not even begin to." Now, I did at one time for about 30 years. I owned an Italian Carcano rifle, and quite frankly, it looked like a high school shop project with a C-minus grade. Very primitive little rifle. They will put lead downrange, but very primitive. And in fact, it was the outfit was called Klein's, I think, that sold these things mail order for about $30, complete with a scope. And anybody who's ever shot a deer in the head knows what happens when a 30 caliber bullet passes through a skull at faster than the speed of sound. It leaves a very distinctive trail behind. And of course, last but not least, before we get Jimmy's response, the Zapruder film shows Kennedy's head snapping back from the impact of this 30 caliber bullet. The doctors say, quote unquote, "Oh, there was a muscle spasm, and it caused his head to snap back when the impact was allegedly from behind, causing the head to snap backwards," which that's never happened before or since. Any follow up, Jimmy?
Is Craig Roberts' book known? Is the title of that one Kill Zone?
It is.
Okay, excellent. I was going to say, because that is the only book I have ever read that took it from a shooter's point of view. And I agree wholeheartedly. In fact, his determination at the end of the book is exactly what my dad said happened. Verbatim, which I find rather interesting. But be quite honest with you, Ted, from what I know about it, it was Deep State that did it. We all, I think, agree on that. But my fear is that there are elements in the Democrat Party that would like to see that exact same thing duplicated in the near future.
Yeah.
And that is my greatest fear. The thoughts of Obama as Speaker of the House or Pelosi as president, that's all their playbook. That's what I'm getting ready to cover in the second half here, shows you that none of us are far off from our conversations on this.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, gentlemen. Any follow-up, Ted, before we move on?
No, I just I agree with you. Oswald didn't shoot anybody.
Okay.
So.
Thank you for the call, Ted.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 19th day of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. First thing you see is the Navy map. The map I worked with, I've interviewed and debriefed about 24 Navy veterans. Three of them helped me to recreate this map. All of them verified it's very close to the one they saw in classified briefings showing new coastlines for the lower 48. How about that? Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy cleaner for sale. I'm taking a fresh shipment this week from Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer. If you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Joint pain, back pain? Yes, you need an energy cleaner. Not getting a great night's sleep? Same thing. You need an energy cleaner. Get rid of the pharmaceutical products. Very harmful. The energy cleaner can cause no harm. Only $285 shipping included, American zip codes. And keep in mind the following. When you get your energy cleaner, I stand behind it with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's from me to you personally. So check out the energy cleaner, the factory-made fitted mattress pads that go with them. And you can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com, or you can call my toll-free order line to place your order 24 hours a day. You won't talk to me. You'll be placing an order with my order takers. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. We're talking with Jimmy Jinsling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is DesertEagleShooters.com. Jimmy, we got a request for the telephone number for the United States Congress switchboard. Let's get that again twice slowly, please.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, pins up 202-224-3121. Again, 202-224-3121. So okay. You call that number, and remember, the Speaker of the House and the Leader of the Senate are both your constituents of them both, because they control everybody else. So in the world, to call their offices and voice your opinions. Because what I'm about to lay down on you guys, it deserves attention.
Okay, John,
have you heard of H.R. 7115?
7115. I'm not sure if I remember that title, but what is it about?
This bill was written last congression, the 115th Congress, in the second session, but it laid there and didn't go anywhere until November the 2nd. The title of the bill is horrendous in itself. And I'm going to need to look at one.
I got it in front of me now. I'm aware of it. Yeah, I do see it now. Well, it's first of all, it's not going to fly.
No,
but
reason I'm bringing this up.
Okay.
The reason I'm bringing this up, ladies and gentlemen, John, we all know that this is what they wanted, but now they put it in writing. That's why this is so important, in my opinion. Getting this thing through the House may be a breeze. Getting it through the Senate ain't going to happen if somehow they attached this to another bill or something like that. Getting it across Trump's desk ain't going to happen. And I'm basing that on his word of being a strict constitutionalist where the Second Amendment is involved. But I'm going to read the title of this to you, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope and pray you're sitting down. H.R. 7115. To prohibit, operative word, prohibit the sale, acquisition, distribution in commerce or import into the United States of certain firearm receiver castings or blanks, assault weapons parts kits, and machine gun parts kits, and the marketing or advertising of such castings or blanks and kits in any medium of electronic communication to require homemade firearms to have serial numbers and for other purposes. That's
well,
mouthful,
okay.
John.
Well, I wrote an article about this at my website. It's not specifically for this bill, but if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com and scroll down, let's see, it's got Chuck Connors, our National Gun Control Debate Chasing Technology. Excuse me,
are you there?
I cough. I'm here.
Oh.
A little bit of a cough there. Chasing technology. And that's what this bill is attempting to do, is chase technology. I hope to soon be a dealer for Ghost Gunner. who's manufacturing and selling a CNC machine that will take a piece of aluminum or a piece of steel and do a complete receiver for a rifle or a pistol. So here's a major defect with this attempt and what they're trying to do. When I say a casting, we're at a point now where a plain block of aluminum or a plain block of steel that has no, it's just a plain, square with a bottom, a top, and four sides that has no relationship to being anything except being a paperwork. That block of aluminum or steel can be fabricated at home into a receiver for a rifle or a pistol, and they can't stop that. This genie's out of the box. It can't be stopped. And any attempt to do so will fail. So they're too late. They're too late. This is off the shelf technology to manufacture, and the only, as far as the law, unless they change the law itself, which apparently they're trying to do, all parts except the receiver can be freely bought and sold and possessed just like bubble gum with no regulation whatsoever. That would be a dramatic change in the law to have those parts become become regulated, which they're not regulated. Like I say, the genie's out of the box, and you can't put this toothpaste back in the tube. It just simply cannot happen, Jimmy.
But the point that I'm bringing up, ladies and gentlemen, is this scenario that was talked about by our callers and John in the first 45 minutes of this show, come down and show you exactly where these plans are going that they want to do. And now this bill is laid out with 20-something sponsors, I think. And as ludicrous as it sounds, we forget about one thing. President Trump can veto anything, but if you have enough in the Congress and Senate to override the veto, you know, there's so many aspects of our Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, that are out there that allow ways around certain things. The chances of them happening are slim to none. But the fact of the matter is this, ladies and gentlemen, they're no longer hiding in the closet saying, no, we don't want to take your guns. They just laid it out. Because as you read through all 14 pages of this bill, they talk about outright 100% confiscation. Last week, we had a congressman tell the American people that, hey, if we pass this gun control law and you don't comply, we should nuke you. And I quote, nuke them.
Well, that was a metaphor, of course.
It was.
No sane person would advocate that. But that is, the communist Democrats, they do want to take the guns. That is not optional. That is not optional. They have to disarm the public. That is not optional. But that genie's out. This is the most heavily armed general population in the history of the planet, and it simply is not going to happen.
No. And the scenario, ladies and gentlemen, I had it in a story at one time, was going up on the webpage, and I need to find it and put it back up there. If Tim doesn't have it already and can just put it someplace. But this bill, this entire bill, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to DesertEagleShooters.com. There is a link to one of our pages that has this complete bill in PDF format, so you can download it, print it, and save it. But you need to read this. You have got to read this because it lays out exactly what the Democrats want to do in writing, and they signed it. Ladies and gentlemen, this does not just pertain to Washington, D.C. I've already talked this morning about Washington State. There are, look at Illinois, John's neighbor up there. They had to have cities become sanctuary zones for firearms because of state law. These people are out there, ladies and gentlemen, and the two scariest things are, one, they multiply, and two, they vote. And they are very, very persuasive in their argument, because when they start discussing something, they will twist it, they will comb it, they'll groom it, they will eliminate and change words, until it sounds like it's the best thing for you and it will protect you and everything else. And in fact, you sign your life away. These people are good. These people are real good. That's why at the beginning of the show, when I gave you that number, 202-224-3121, please, all week long, every day, a couple of times a day, if you can, call your congressman, call your senator, call all the congressmen in your state, call both senators in your state. Your senators, I don't care if you voted for or not, they still represent you because they're a state senator. Same way with your congressman. Their decisions affect your entire state. I don't care if they're in the northeast corner, you're in the southwest corner. Their decision affects you. Call them and demand that the acting attorney general, who apparently has got some cojones, can get out there and open up these indictments and start serving them. Ladies and gentlemen, like I said at the beginning of the show, my last count, I think, is somewhere around 1,700 or 1,800 sealed indictments since President Trump took office. These sealed indictments, from everything I have learned, they're not for John, they're not for me, they're not for Ted out in Hawaii. They're for members of the deep state. And if before the end of the year they can start opening and serving some of these indictments, will we change things? I don't know. Will we send a message to Schumer and Pelosi and the rest of the Democrats that their friends and family are going to be arrested, and if they're located back to them, they may be arrested as well? There's a unique problem that we have, ladies and gentlemen. Federal law prevents a senator, a sitting senator or congressman, from being arrested or indicted for anything less than capital crimes, and a capital crime is murder, prevents them from being arrested or indicted while in office. That means that, well, there's one exception to this, and I'll get to it here in just a moment. This means that, yes, these indictments come out, and it is, let's say it is a congressman that this indictment is against. Under normal circumstances, they could not be arrested or indicted until they're out of office. And then you have the problem of statute of limitations running out and a myriad of other things. Except for one thing. The exception to it is this. There are two items that you can be charged with as a sitting senator or congressman that you can immediately be arrested and indicted for. One is treason, and the other one is sedition. Now, treason, some of the acts that have been committed by individuals, i.e. Hillary Clinton and her group, definitely could and should be categorized as treason. However, what Comey has done, what all of these other individuals have done in the process of trying to undermine a sitting president or sway, affect, change, or otherwise alter an election where the individual is running for president, i.e. all the stuff they kept trying to come up with, Russiagate and everything else, those all fall under sedition, ladies and gentlemen. That's the beauty of this. If they unseal these indictments and it's a sitting congressman that they have absolute 100% undeniable proof that they did this, 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 and this, and it is in the classification of sedition, undermining the
government. Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Jimmy. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 19th of November. Quick reminder, I do need to hire a marketing person. If you need the details, want to find out about that, give me a call. My phone number is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Go down to the last 3 minutes here. of Firearms Monday, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. His website is deserteagleshooters.com. Got about 2.5-3 minutes here, Jimmy.
I know, John. And it's been an awesome show today and everything. We talk guns, we talk politics, and right now, ladies and gentlemen, we need... I'm trying to figure out, John, how to express the urgency of this. We have got maybe 3 weeks that the Congress is going to be in session because of Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and everything else. When they leave before Christmas, that's the last time they'll have a chance to do anything short of an emergency meeting.
That's right.
And we have to get on the phone today. I started last week. And demanding. My Congressman Pierce is retiring this year, but it's like I keep telling him, you have got to the end of the year. You don't have anything to worry about. Get these indictments opened. Serve them. Get these people now, because I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, once the Democrats take charge, the chance of getting anything done is zero. Everything is going to die in committee. Everything is going to die on the floor. Whoever the
speaker is. And they will make certain of that. Absolutely, they will.
Yes. Yes, they will. And ladies and gentlemen, look at what President Trump has done. They sit there every day of the week and gripe about this, that, and everything else. But they don't go through the 300-plus positive...
And I have a caveat here. I have a quick caveat before we wrap this up.
Yes, sir.
My private sources tell me that Newt Gingrich privately, behind the scenes, orchestrated the passage of the assault weapons ban and high-capacity magazine ban in September 1994. He knew that that would cause more Democrats to lose their seats than any time since the Civil War. He knew that, and that's why he did it, behind the scenes. So we can't count on Republicans do the right thing. We can't.
No, we can't. But the thing is we have to hammer them, ladies and gentlemen. I am in a really rough spot out here because Pierce is retiring. The one that we supported and is a constitutionalist and a Trump person got elected. They mysteriously found cases of ballots that changed it to the communist literally, and she tells you up to your face.
I am disappointed in that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week.
Okay, thank you, Jimmy. That's it for the day. Max supplies, you need to clean your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic.